Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host. So glad you joined me. Well, it is Tuesday morning for me, and I got up and got my exercise done and had some time with the Lord. It's been a good morning. I also took my supplements. I take supplements in the morning and in the evening, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Well, one of them anyway. I take a product called Moringa Leaf, M-O-R-I-N-G-A. I want to tell you about it. It is a plant that is grown in tropical regions. It's actually grown here in Southwest Florida. I have no idea what it looks like in the wild in nature, and I would not attempt to try to figure that out. I probably would find the exact opposite and get really sick. So I'm all for getting it in capsule form. I recommend you do that. Moringa leaf is actually good for most everybody. Now, you check with your physician to make, or your pharmacist, that might be your best place, to make sure you're not going to have any contraindication with anything you presently take. That's my asterisk, you know, read the little side note. Because I'm not a physician, so keep that in mind. However, my husband and I both take Moringa leaf because it is good for so many things for your body. One of the things that Moringa leaf does is it helps to boost immunity. I'm all for that. We just got back from a little short trip and we're on a plane for an extended period of time going and coming, and we're glad we had Moringa, and we took extra zinc and vitamin C and really boosted our immunity as much as we could. We took, resveratrol, things that would just help to boost our immunity. But Moringa leaf will do that also. It's also very good for your heart, to support good heart health. Helps to regulate blood sugar. But the reason I want you to use it, and well, all of those reasons are good reasons, but it also enhances brain health. It's very good for your brain. And you know, we're all about anything that is good for the brain, and this is. It's got vitamins A, C, and E in it. It's got antioxidant activity. It's got phytonutrients. It's just good for you. Now, there are several brands, and you got to be careful about that kind of thing. The brand I use is Zazzee, Z-A-Z-Z-E-E, Z-A-Z-Z-E-E Naturals, and it comes in 20,000 milligram strength per serving, and a serving is 2 capsules. We take this in the morning, and we're trusting that it is doing all of these good things for us. Now, it's not one of the things that you're going to physically notice, oh, I feel so much different since I take this, but it is good for you. I want to tell you about the app that I use now to check my supplements. And after I found this app, there were some supplements that I was taking. That particular brand went away, and it's going to be replaced by a better brand. And the good news for me was the better brand costs less. Go figure. That doesn't normally happen, does it? But the app is called SupCo, S-U-P-P-C-O. Just go to your app store on Apple or whatever, however you get it on Android. I only have Apple, so I only can speak Apple language. S-U-P-P-C-O is the app. And you just type in the brand and the name of the product that you're looking for, and it will rank it for you. And so let me put Zazzee Moringa in here this morning, and let's see what it says about it. And up it comes, Zazzee. Whoops, said no product found. I must have typed it wrong. Well, anyway, I won't take time while you're listening here to do that, but it did come up as a clean product, and I thought, okay, this is good, and it was ranked well. The price on it was less, and here it is. It ranked an 8.25, which is very good. I think it can go to 10. This was 8.25, and I was very pleased about that. All of my supplements I looked up. A brand that I can tell you that I have yet to find a bad review on is Now, N-O-W. If you're taking Now supplements, you're probably pretty safe. Now, I'm not going to guarantee you on all of them, but I've yet to find one that came up with a bad ranking, so that's good news. Now, that is not true on other things, especially if you buy pharmacy store brands like Walgreens brand or CVS brand or Walmart brand or something like that. Be sure you look those up, and you can put the app on your phone, and when you're out shopping, you go, is this a good one? We'll type it in, and you will know. But Zazzee Moringa leaf is quite good for you. I'll tell you a product that I have recently started using that I have seen immediate benefits for, and you're really going to think I'm crazier than you ever thought I was before, which is pretty a pretty high number before, I think, and now I'm going to exceed that degree of craziness. I'm a big follower of Barbara O'Neill, and she was a psychiatric nurse and basically a hippie, and she lived the hippie lifestyle, very natural, tree-hugging kind of woman. You could put her up against any physician that you could name, and she could out-talk all of them in her knowledge about how the human body works. She amazes me. Written several books, and I've read her books, and I'm following her videos and watching as many of them as I can get my hands on. My dream is to go to Australia where she is and attend about a 2 or 3 week retreat there, where you just really go through quite a lot to bring healing to the body. That's going to take a lot of money, but if anybody wants to send me to Australia, just let me know. But she always is talking about cayenne pepper. And in her accent, she says, cayenne pepper, cayenne pepper. It took me a while to figure out, what is she saying? Well, it's cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper has an extraordinarily large amount of health benefits. And as I am understanding, if you use cayenne with about any other supplement, it increases the benefit of that kind of that supplement in your body because you paired it with cayenne pepper. Now, you've got to know, I'm the kind of girl that I really, until just a couple of years ago, did not use black pepper. Everything was hot, 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 like burn my mouth kind of, I can't take this kind of hot. So cayenne pepper, I'd be like, no way, Jose. But as I learned more about cayenne with her, I was like, you know, I think I'm just going to give this a try. Now, the reason I decided to do it is, as it teaches, and I have learned through her, with cayenne pepper, it opens the capillaries so that the blood flows through more freely. And I went, okay, well, that's interesting. Wonder what it does for migraines. So not just migraines, but also just headaches. I used to have migraines a lot. Now I just have headaches. But I can tell you, for all of my adult life, when I have awakened each morning, I've had a headache. Now, I don't know why, how you can have such a good night's rest and you should wake up feeling good, and instead I wake up with a headache. I'm like, well, this is no fun. And most days it would go away, but some days it would linger. But then learning about cayenne and how it helps the blood to flow to the region that hurts or the region that's injured, I thought, why would I not give it a try? She says in her book, let's see, this book is called Sustain Me, and Sustain Me is an acronym for the way that she recommends living, and S is sunshine, U is use of water, second S is sleep, T is trust in a divine power, A is abstaining from anything harmful, I is inhale fresh air, N is nutrition, M is moderation, and E is exercise. Sustain me. And all of those things are things that we've talked about before, so I was right along with her. But in her book about cayenne pepper, she says, and I quote, cayenne pepper comes from the paprika family. Oh, by the way, I love paprika. And is used worldwide to treat a variety of health conditions, including poor circulation, weak digestion, heart disease, chronic pain, sore throats, headaches, and toothache. Cayenne is the greatest herbal aid to circulation and can be used on a regular basis. Dr. Richard Schulz, the medical herbalist, says, if you master only one herb in your life, master cayenne pepper. It is more powerful than any other. So, headaches, I went, okay. So I read more about how to take it. You can get cayenne capsules, but, you know, you get it in capsule form, it's just going to cost more than going and buying cayenne pepper. So my husband bought organic cayenne. Let me stop right here and say, when we ran out of the organic cayenne, he went back to the store and they didn't have organic, and he bought regular. And the regular cayenne is hotter than the organic. I'm going back to the organic, just in case you wondered. Thought that was interesting, a little side note there. So I take the cayenne, and I started with 1/4 of a teaspoon mixed in about 2 to 3 ounces of another liquid that I take every morning. And you can find that liquid on my website. It's called Dodo Juice, because my granddaughter calls me Dodo, and she named it Dodo Juice. It's a cough suppressant, and it's just good healing ingredients for your throat and your body. There's nothing in it that you can't have 5 or 6 times a day. So I take it preventively every morning, and I put quarter teaspoon of cayenne in that, and I just drink it down. I put a straw in it so it bypasses my lips and shoots straight down my throat. And yes, you feel the tingle. Now, is it a burn? No, it's not a burn. Is it a tingle? Oh, yeah, it tingles. Then you feel it go down your throat. Then you can feel it in your chest. And you can feel it when it hits your belly. And sometimes you can later feel it when you go to the bathroom. But that's all good things. It's not damaging. As I understand, it's not the kind of burn that damages the stomach or will damage the esophagus or the throat or the lips or anything like that. Or even when it comes out when you go to the bathroom, it's not damaging. It is bringing blood to those parts of the body, and that is healing. Now, I'm sure you could OD on it. I mean, there's somebody somewhere that's going to decide to do a cup at a time. Not smart. I did a quarter of a teaspoon, worked up to half teaspoon. Now I do somewhere between 3/4 and 1 teaspoon every morning. Now that we have this one that's a little bit hotter, I have cut it back to 3/4. Gonna go get some organic, because I'm telling you, this other was just not as good. But I have not been waking up with headaches. And literally my entire life, I have awakened with headaches. I don't do that. It's just incredible how much different I feel and how much lighter, less heavy my head feels. If you've ever had headaches, you know your head feels like it weighs a million pounds. So that is something that I do that I saw immediate results for. And whatever you can do to bring healing to all parts of your body, that is good for your entire body. It reduces stress. It reduces anxiety. It reduces inflammation. Stress, anxiety, and inflammation are all bad for your brain. So whatever you do that's going to help heal everything from the neck down is going to heal from the neck up. It all works together very synergistically. There's no one part of us that is an island. Everything is connected. You know, the scripture says, can the finger say to the toe, you know, you're not important? No, we're all important. If the finger hurts, you don't chop it off. No, you bring healing to it. And so I want you to figure ways and study ways that you could do this more holistically without medication, and just be smarter about how you treat your body. I am very convicted on this, and how the things that I put in my body and the effect it has on my body and my brain, and therefore the effect it has on those who love me. And when my husband has to live with me, and my daughter and my granddaughter spend time with me, I can make their life better by how I treat me. And you realize that too. And I can tell you, if my mama were still alive, mama had Alzheimer's type dementia mixed with post-polio dementia, she would be taking moringa leaf. If I could get mama to do the cayenne pepper, she would be doing that and several other supplements that we will talk about along as we continue this time together. So check out Moringa Leaf, but get that app on your phone, SUPPCO, SUPCO, as in supplement company, SUPCO. Check out our website, www.letstalkdementia.org. We are starting a new support group that is virtual. It's called Exclusive Dementia Support Circle. We will meet the second and fourth Mondays every month at 10:30 in the morning and 7 o'clock p.m. via FaceTime. So wherever you are, you can join in with us. And that is Eastern Standard Time, by the way. There is a $10 a month charge to defray costs, but you will also receive gifts in the mail, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 times a year, just to depends on the mood I'm in and what I find. And they'll be just fun things that you can enjoy having. I hope you will be a part of that as you share your experiences with others and you hear their experience. We do build each other up. So check that out at the website. I'm here to help you. You can write me, Carol, at letstalkdementia.org and schedule a time to talk. Be happy to do that at no charge. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.